We'll try to work out, like, I don't want people to get lost in the Cheshbonos and Tosos if they didn't see it as well. So we're going to breeze through the Gemara in the beginning about Mutar and Lekabel, in terms of which is just a topic in itself that should be done well, Safik Muchan, but skip down to the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Hilchsa Nachrish, again, this is a case of Safik Muchan, Nachrish, Hevi, Doron, Liyisrael, B'Yom Tov, Im Yesh Ba'oso Hamin, B'Mechubar Aser, V'L'Arav Nami Aser, B'Chdesh Yasu, V'im Eino Aso Hamin Mechubar, Tochat Chum, Mutar Chutzat Chum Aser, V'Habab B'Shvil Yisrael Zeh, Mutar Yisrael Acher. A lot of different dinim the Gemara lists off here, and but in terms of why the Gemara is bringing it up, is that you see from here that Safik Muchan, we're going to be Machmiran, because if we have a tliya that we know that Nachi didn't bring it from Be'isr because he doesn't have it by Mechubar, then it's Mutter. But as long as it could have been brought from the Mechubar, so that is Asr. There's an issue here in Rashi that I'm not, guys were talking about it during the week, I'm not going to address so much. But Rashi originally said, Im yesh ba'os ha-men b'mechubar asurin, mishum muksa, filo Reb Shimon yesh muksa b'grogros v'simukim, u'mechubar k'grogros v'simukim da medalo lakta me'yasmo eksanu me'dayte, v'lo techalik b'mechubar, Bein Shalom, Bein Shal Nachri. What the problem with this is, the reason why it's Asr for Yisrael is because it's Muksa, and then Rashi explains that even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a Muksa, here holds a Muksa we discussed earlier in the summer in June, and maybe it'll come up again if we do discuss possibly Muksa L'Chati Shabbos, which comes up in a blot or two. This concept of Reb Shimon, that even though Reb Shimon rejects Muksa, and we explained because you don't necessarily need a Hachana on all your items, and that's why he doesn't hold a muksa, but if you actively push things away from yourself, so then muksa will apply, and that's what's going on here, Rashi says, by mechubar. So Rashi seems to be saying, well, the isser here is mechubar. But then the next Rashi says, he says that you shouldn't get hana, which will get back there from melechus yantif. And then he seems to say the reason that why it's a problem is because the nachri, not that it's muksa, but because the nachri did an isser with them. The nachri did something that you weren't able to do on Yantif, he plucked him on Yantif. You couldn't have done that. So it seems to be the Isser is because you can't get Hanar from the Malacha. What does that have to do with Muksa? It's not that we've shown him address, right? The Balamor already asked that in Rashi. And the Ram deals with it. One possible answer is that Rashi's coming to explain two different things. Because the Brisa earlier is dealing with the Machlokes, if you're Mutar and Lekabel, or Mutar and Lachila. So if they're Asur Lekabel, it means that they're Asur Betiltel. So what Rashi's trying to explain is two different things. The reason why you can't get Hanar from it, you can't eat it, you can't enjoy it, is because of Malachas Yantif. But since they're Muksa, not only can you not get Hanah from them, but you're not allowed to be Metatlan. If it was a regular Maisa Avera of Yantif, all would be an Isser Hanah, there would be an Isser Tiltal.
And those are like different suggestions that if something's Asr Rahila,
Yeah, so where's that Tosos?
So I know you're quoting
by Tevel. Right, Tosos about Tevel. Tosos says that since you could take it and be attacking it, so it's not muksa, but Tosa says by dint of something being asr b'achilas, it's automatically muksa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. So, first of all, not everyone. Right. So, there he doesn't necessarily say.
Not true.
Right. There he doesn't say that something that's asr b'achilas automatically becomes mutal.
But
he says
that. Right.
But that's about muksa making something asr. The first toast about muksa making something asr b'achila and muksa making something asr b'tilta. There's a different issue that something asr b'achila for an outside reason. So first of all, that toast is not so pasha. Second of all, even if it is, maybe it could be make a distinction between different things that are asr b'achila. Like if this is totally an outside knas that asr b'achila, so I don't know, maybe that wouldn't necessarily make it asr b'tilta, especially because it's asr for other people to eat, right?
Yeah.
So then that
maybe
should help you. Maybe not. What do you mean? That would be a nafkamina for Rashi and Tosfos, right? For Rashi, it would be usher for other people to eat. Right. So why would you then need muksa? Right. So maybe you see from right. So maybe we'll discuss if we ever discuss it. Tosfos, maybe you see from here that Rashi does not hold like that. Tosfos. I think there's a marashal. I think among the Rem quotes, then not everyone accepts that Tosfos. But the Ran answers for Rashi. Wait, what is it? Ran says, what? Well, it's a chose. for the mother of Shem Chomuk, the Machmas Isser, she indicted the love, people call it because, you know. Lambachach can the Isser Muksa, the Hamil, the Arab Shekvar battle Isser Muksa, no letter is in a Bechtesha, so Halamana, the Mishum Shalina Machas Yantif, Naguba. Kevin Shakin, Koskin Shem, Maspik Tamzel Isser Yantif Atmo, the In Anu Srichen, Paul Isser Muksa, the Fichkat of Ramban, the Sif Machamish, in the English Mosinu. Aval Ani Omer, Shiraz Levi Yafa, Margain Lafish, who cost the Shem Rav Bar Yosef. So that's not going to work for Rashi, because he says, the Balamor says it's a difference between, that's exactly what the Ran says, right? The Balamor says, but I just suggested that it would be a chilek between this Jew and another Jew. But Rashi, the Ran says, doesn't hold like that, because it's also for every Jew. Says the Ra, not what I said, I don't remember who said what I just said about Tiltol. The Rashi's case of Muksa is not needed for our Sugya. Our Sugya, the Nachi, was over on an Isser, he wasn't over an Isser, but he did something that would have been Usser for this Jew. The reason why the Rashi needs to come on to Muksa is because even Peiro Shatosh Nachi La Atma Biantif. He didn't. Rashi's whole thing is Shlola Hanami Lechas Nachri. The assumption is that the Nachri is doing it for the Jew. But if a Nachri does his own plucking for his own purposes, and then the Jew ends up getting it, so then it would have been Mutter because of Hanas Malachas Nachri, and it's only Usser because of Muksa. That's what the Ran answers, and there's other answers. What? No, so he's milking the Mishnah as being brought, right? The
non-Jews use it.
Right, and a lot use it. So, but if it's Muksa, Hachim Maskin, then it's not Muksa. That Mishnah Shabbos, right, he flicks on the lights. So Nachi flicks on the lights for himself, reads his book.
He brings in what? Or he brings in water?
He brings in, well, water's not Muksa, but he plucks. The point is that he... What? The Gemara and Shabbos.
It doesn't... I don't know, it's supposed to say that case is like that.
So therefore, it's not muksa. You think that would make a muksa?
I can't get to it. So yeah,
it's fine. I don't know. But so the Ran's saying, if looking like a Marnir, then if something would be muksa, so then it would be a problem. Fine. Before we get to the details of Rashi Tosos about that you can't get hanar, from why you can't get hanar, why you can't use this thing that the Nachri did a malach with Anyantif, there's one important point to point out that relates very much to last week and comes from this Gemara and there are other rayas to hear. So the Gemara says, after Osman ben Mechubar, then it says, even if there is not this Minin Mechubar, right? The Nachri doesn't have a field of corn. The only corn that he has is in his storage house. So you know he wasn't over any malachas for it. Tochat chum mutter, chutz l'tchum aser. If the Nachri brings it chutz l'tchum, it's aser. But Rashi says, in terms of chutz l'tchum, then there's a chilek between one Jew and another Jew, and Rashi explains, because tchumin is derabanan, so by yisra derabanan we're making for another Jew. The Ramban has a different svara, very important svara, very interesting svara. The Ramban has a different svara why tchumin will be more mekel, and the Ramban says because the whole nature of yisra tchumin is totally different, because by definition it should be mutter to yisrael acher. Because tchum is not an isser that's equal to everybody. Every person has their own tchum. So even if a guy brought something for your tchum, what's outside of your tchum might be inside of his tchum. So you can't blanket say it's usser lakol, because tchumin is like a personalized type isser, which is important yisod for tchumin. But the assumption of our Gemara, and there's a Mishnah that I think on Lamed Vav later, that seems to make this assumption, this is what the Echonim point out, is that tchumin is usser on yantif. You should have taken a step back and said, wait 1 second, why should, Gemara's talking about Yantif, why should something that's been brought chutz l'tchum be usher to get hanah from? And Rashi says, because a malacha was done to it. Who says that tchumin is usher on Yantif? So just to take a step back, why we should figure out why should or shouldn't tchumin be usher. So first of all, what is tchumin? Tchumin is an isser to wherever a person's kona shvius an Erev Shabbos, or he makes an Erev tchumin to extend his tchum to wherever that Erev is. So a person can't go 2,000 amos past past that border, that boundary, and there's a machlokes amurayim, whether or not tchumen is darais or not. The Gemara in Shabbos, a few places, says that Rabbi Kiva Shita is that tchumen is an isser darais. The Gemara in Eivon and Yitzayin, al yetzi ishrim koma, we learn that a person shouldn't go out from his place, from his area, tchumen's daraisa. So let's assume right now tchumen's daraisa. So if tchumen's an isser daraisa, so then maybe it should be mutter on yantif. We discussed there are certain malachos that are going to be asr on yantif, certain malachos that are going to be mutter on yantif. So the one easy answer to this question is, it's a little counterintuitive, is to make tchumen more kal. It's not a malacha. What are we matir on yantif? Malachos ochel nefesh. So those are the lama test malachos. We discuss whatever ones that would apply to that are shayach for ochel nefesh, that a person could use those malachos to benefit from achila and for hana of food. But tchumen is not a malacha. Tchumen is an isser. It's an outside isser. So who says that we are matir other isurim that are not malachos? When the psukim says, when the psukim say ach hashayach ochel nefesh, those psukim are in the context of the isser malacha. So maybe we weren't matir things that aren't us or mishum malacha on yantif. So that there's a big discussion about in the Rishonim of other examples of this, but the Chasim Sofer says that is the pshat over here, why tchumen's us on yantif, because it's not an isser of malacha. He goes even further. It's an isser that happens to apply on yantif, but it's like every other isser in the Torah. It's like shanis. You can't wear a beggar of shanis. You can't go chutzot chum. It happens to be this isser chutzot chum only applies on yantif, but don't confuse it. It has nothing to do with any other isurim malacha. So ochel nefesh can't matter isurim that have nothing to do with malacha. Even if you don't want to go as far as the Chasim Sofer and say it has nothing to do with malacha, but we already saw Tosfos in Pesachim, who says that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that havara is right to light a fire on Shabbos is not a regular malacha that you get skila for, or you get karis for, but it's just a lav, right? Havara lav yatsa. So Tosfos in Pesachim says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that if tchumen is just a lav, it doesn't apply. That's actually going to be the opposite. It doesn't apply on yantif at all, right? So that's the point. That's the problem. You can have two extremes. Meaning, the more you want to push tchumen to being an outside isser, so then maybe you shouldn't even apply yantif at all. Forget that it should have a matir v'alchal nefesh. Tosfos Pesachim says that outside isurim don't even apply to yantif, right? Even though the Mishnah says that Shabbos and yantif are exactly the same, it's not really true. There are other differences. And the Ramban says that Shvisas Behemto doesn't apply on yantif. Why? Because it's not exactly the malacha. It's an outside Shabbos type isser, so that doesn't apply. So you have to say that tchumen somehow is in between. That although it's not a malacha to get the heter v'alchal nefesh, it's not so outside that it's like a Shabbos type isser. It would apply equally yantif and Shabbos, but it's not a malacha, so therefore will be matirin. That is the chazam sefer. But other achronim are not so convinced that even the question is a question. Maybe tchumen is like havara. There's a tshuva. Rav Avram ben Rambam has a tshuva, and there are other achronim. It's harder case to make in terms of the sugyas, but they think that tchumen fundamentally does not apply yantif, and that all these gemaras are only derabanan. Min haTorah, the concept of tchumen doesn't apply yantif because it's like havara. It's an outside Shabbos isser. It's not a malacha, so it doesn't need a heter ochel nefesh. It doesn't even apply at all. And this gemara is only asumi derabanan. But tchumen daraisa could not apply yantif. There's a gemara in Chagiga. Take a look on Daf Yudzayin and Beis, which doesn't seem to, at simple first glance, fit with that. But there's a Turi Evan over there that discusses that. But Rabbi Kiva Eger asks us a question in the Gemara Pesachim on Sadi Gimel. So the Gemara talks about Tosfos over there, and the Gemara talks about Pesach Sheni. Someone who's Bederech Rechoka can't make it in time for the Shechitas Pesach to Yerushalayim. So Tosfos over there seems to be assuming that he wouldn't be allowed to go out of his tchum to make it for the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why should that be? He should have a heter to go with tzarech ochel nefesh. And maybe you'll tell me, I don't know if you guys learned any of these sugyas. If you did not, it will come up more in the second parak, that it's not part of the heter of ochel nefesh because it's for kachim. And the Gemara says that we can't bring karbanos on yantif. So then he has a very important yisod for Karban Pesach. He said that we don't treat Karban Pesach exactly like every other kachim. We treat it more as like your tzarech achila. It's really achila's hedgehog. Other karbanos, you're giving the karban l'shamayim, and you get a schus as the brown that you can eat the karban. But Karban Pesach, the whole karban's geared towards your achila, so therefore we could call it heter ochel nefesh, and he proves that we're allowed to be solo the Pesach on yantif itself. You could roast the Pesach not just on yadalid, but you roast the Pesach on yantif itself because he thinks it's not just a heter of a dechuya, but it's based on ochel nefesh. So too, you should be able to be yotzei chutz chum for Isser Tchumen, and he for Sarach Ochel Nefesh Vechilas Pesach, and he leaves it as a Tzarchin, and you really see from this Gemara that it is Usser. So I was thinking, two and a half other approaches. Both the first two based on what we suggested last week. If you remember, the Ramban limited what malachas are going to apply on Yantif based on malachas avoda. So even if we want to say that Tchumen is like a form of malacha on Shabbos, which there are Rishonim and Erevin that do sound like that, that Tchumen is a form of malacha, but this malacha won't apply to the Heter Ochel Nefesh. It still will equally apply on Yantif based on what the Ramban said, that a content of malachas avoda. So you could just say on a simple level that, right, like the Ramban al Torah said, malachas avoda, it's not a time to start doing things that are seen for longer days. So you could argue that making a long journey, the part of the Isser Tchumen is you stay in your place, you focus on, there's a hashkafa behind it, but you focus on where you are on Shabbos. To make a long journey, who makes long journeys? Merchants and people who travel on business. So it's a bittul of malachas avoda to go far distance. That's on the simple level. I think they take the Ramban a step deeper, though. So we saw in the Milchamos one very important line when he wanted to limit Kotzer and Seda. He said that it's Talia Malachas Shibarashusa. Right? Just like things that are attached in the tree are seen as outside of my realm, so too animals that I have to go and trap, they're not in my backyard, they're out of my realm. So I could argue that things that are brought to me, Chutzatchum, this is the biggest example, it's a better example than the other two that Ramban gives. The other two, I could hear them, I still have some shaykhs to them, I could get them. There's something that's chutz l'tchum, when Yantif comes in, it's literally out of my realm. Tchum is my realm. So maybe the malachas avoda of the Ramban will limit tchumen. And then, I was thinking this, you have to check out, as maybe it's taking it too far of a stretch. But maybe really tchumen would not apply in Yantif. Okay, you have the other rayas they have to deal with. Maybe these achronim would say, or the achronim would think that tchumen really fundamentally does not apply in Yantif. So how do you get out of this Gemara? Maybe it's only Tchumen that the guy violated. Because maybe when a guy allows you to have Ochel Nefesh, that's worse than Yisrael. How could it be that a guy is worse than Yisrael? So a mashal to this is there's a Beis HaLevi about Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi says, I think this is what he says, I think it's written that I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I think he says that if there's a case of Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos, it's better to have a from Jew be Mechal Shabbos than a non-from Jew. You would think the opposite, that for a from Jew, he understands what Shabbos is all about, so why should he compromise his Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh? And the non-from Jew is gonna be Mechal Shabbos anyway, so instead of driving to the ball game, let's get him to drive and get a mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh. But basically he says that no, Pikuach Nefesh has to be done in order to mat your Shabbos, it has to be done l'shem mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh. So only someone who's from is going to have that mitzvah, I think it's the way it goes, have this mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh, so we would prefer for him to do it so he can have the lishma, so to speak, of the mitzvah, bidoche Shabbos. So if you take the similar approach for Ochel Nefesh, not like the Ramban, but the Rishonim would think that Ochel Nefesh is really based on Simchas Yantif, so maybe you could argue like this, that only when I'm doing the Ochel Nefesh, the Malach of Ochel Nefesh, Letzorach Simchas Yantif, so then I'm able to matter Malacha. But the guy who's bringing Chutz L'Tchum, you're right, he's no Isser. But in my eyes, this Havas Chutz L'Tchum wasn't done Letzorach Simchas Yantif. The guy did it for whatever reason, he wants to be nice to me. Only Yisrael, who could bring something, when he brings something Chutz L'Tchum, his intentions is Simchas Yantif, so then he as the matir, the dechiyah of Simchas Yantif, could push off Ochel Nefesh. But maybe by the guy, we would say, since there was no matir of Simchas Yantif, Chutz L'Tchum Asr. That's a very mechudish suggestion, but maybe the mashal to the dechiyah of Pikuach Nefesh of, we pointed out that when we how hutcher dechiyah is Ochel Nefesh, you could always compare to Pikuach Nefesh as the Ran in the second parak about Reba Bashirin, which you'll get to, where he has a comparison and contrast Pikuach Nefesh and Ochel Nefesh. Just in terms of one other point of that Tchumen, so why they discuss whether or not Tchumen is Asur and Akar on Yantif, you'd say it's not relevant, because I just told you that Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds Tchumen as the Raisa. We for sure don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. So the twist in that is the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif paskin that even though Tchumen, regular Tchumen, is not the Raisa of Alpayim Amah, 2,000 amos, but there's a tchumen of Yud Bey's meal that everybody holds by. If it's 12 meal, you figure out how long a meal is, but if it's 12 meal, very long distance, so then even the Rabbanan hold the tchumen's daraisa, so that doesn't work out so well in our Gemara. You see, Rashi for sure is probably not holding this way, because the Gemara says chutzot chumah, so Rashi says that it's mutali Yisrael achar because it's the Rabbanan. Maybe the guy brought it for more than Yud Bey's meal. So how do you know that, maybe according to those who should have probably have to come on to the answer of the Ramban, that your tchum is different than my tchum, and there's a further machlokas. Maybe this is also a way out for the that just discovered this now this week. There's a further way out for even if you hold the tchumin's daraisa on Yud Bey's mill, and there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Aleph. I think the first Magen Avraham, he quotes a machlokas from the Maharal Bach and the Maram Al Shaker. He quotes a machlokas Tshuvas Achronim, whether or not even if you say tchumin's daraisa on Yud Bey's mill, maybe that's only on a person. You can't bring yourself out Yud Bey's mill. But items, which is has Isser Tchumen as well, you learn that in the fifth parak, items that have a Isser Tchumen as well, but you can't benefit from an item that even if the guy brought it, the item was in a different Tchum, so he says by items and behemos, so then Tchumen, he quotes the Machlokes Achronim, is Tchumen Daraisa, or even according to the Man D'Amar Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, by items it's only Derabanan, so that might be another way out of this Gemara. I think that's discussed in the context of this Gemara, and they point out, when we get a chance to look up the Rishonim, that this Machlokes Achronim, among them, quotes, may be hinted at in Rishonim in Erevin. So that's the Tchumen side of the Sugya, and it's an important Yisod for what we discussed last week. But now the Iker part of the Sugya is this first Memra, Nachashevi Donli Sabi Yom Tov, Imiyash Ba'olso, Amin B'machobar, Aser, Uli Arev Nami Asurin Bichtei Shiyasu. So there's a very important machlokes Rashi tells us about the basis of this iser of the erev asurim bechdei shiyasu, that after yontif, I cannot benefit from the thing that was brought to me that had a malacha performed on it through a guy. Rashi says simply kidei shelo yehenu mimalachas yontif, and therefore he says that the bechdei shiyasu doesn't have to be until after all of yontif, but I could be ready nana from it leil yontif sheni because you have a liman of shach. And then the Isser Hana goes away, and that's what Tosos takes issue with, because the Yisod of being Nana from this Malacha is not an Isser Hana of Malachas Yom Tov, but it's an extension of the Gzeir of Amir L'Akum. We don't want Goyim doing, you asking Goyim to do this for me on Yontif. That's Amir L'Akum. We extend the Amir L'Akum that even if you don't ask the guy, but the guy does it for you, so what are you going to say? Oh, great, look, the guy has, I have this free Shabbos guy. Does all these services for me, so then you're very easily going to come to ask him to do things. We want to distance that as much as possible. Right? Tosu says lashon is elavad inzatam elatam shema yomer lenachri leich velikit umizatam asurin ad motzi yom tov achron bichtei shiyasu. Then, according to me, the nafkamina is going to be that it's going to be usur even past yom tov rishon, including yom tov sheni, until it's a time that's roy for asiya. Because if it's the reason, like I said, that we don't want to ask him, so then if you were allowed to benefit from it on the second day, so then it's not going to take away the impetus to ask him, because you're going to want to ask him first day, even though you won't be able to benefit from it, you'll know that you'll get a benefit from the second day. So we have to push away all possible benefits to allow yourself to be able to distance yourself the want to ask the guy to do malacha for you. And there are other nafkaminas that are given in the Rishonim here between Rashi and Tosos. There's a discussion about what is the shir bechdei shiyasu. Is it the amount of time that it takes to do the malacha, or the amount of time that it takes to get it to you? That let's say the guy to chop it up in the mechubber, so that doesn't take a lot of time and effort. It probably takes a few minutes to get your tools, get the ladder, chop it off. But in terms of the distance that it takes from the guy to bring it to you, we're not going to take that into account necessarily for Rashi. But for Tosos, if it's, we don't want you to ask the guy, so anything that will be, just like he extends it past the Yontif Sheni, anything that will make it easier for you, the fact that the guy is doing it for you, we want to avoid that. So therefore, the shear will extend past that time. But there's a whole Dian in the...
our case, like, Tosos, like,
2 seconds. Yes. Yeah, so I'm, yeah, I'm not sure. It's just 2 seconds. So what does it mean, bechdei shiyasu? It's not really 2 seconds. I think. Yeah. I don't know. It's it takes work. You gotta climb the tree, and you gotta. Let's say the case was.
Both.
Huh?
Are they Rishonim that say both? That
yeah, Rishonim say both.
Yeah, I think
so the Machlok, yeah. Would you go?
They should do it.
Oh, yeah, so there's other Rishonim. The Ran, I think, is a little mashma, by the way.
Ran,
he was
the Ran.
Ran's
just
to do it. Like, think
and get it.
I thought he meant something else. No. I'm saying some Rishonim say in Rashi that he has both reasons. Rashi. When Rashi says Shelo Yehanim Lechaz Yom Tov, he's adding to Tosos. Of course, he holds the Tosos. That's how you deflect all of Tosos' kashas. Of course, but the Rush clearly does not hold this way. But I think the Ran holds this way, and we've shown him in Shabbos and Erevin also say this. And there's a Rashba over there that Rashi's adding. Of course, Rashi holds that we don't want you to ask Goyim for things, so therefore we tell you not to benefit. But he's adding another reason to give in his nafkaminas. The Chumrah, but then if you say it like that, I just realized that how do you deal with the fact that Rashi still says the nafkamina between Tosos that you could have.
Give the Manav Shach.
You don't understand, right? So you're saying that wouldn't be based on that's a separate machlokas, but you could say the Manav Shach of Yantav Rishon off of Yantav Sheni. Tosos would reject that, maybe. I gotta look in those Rishonim inside to see what that would be. So that is right. So that okay. So now let's take each one by one. Tosos, we're not gonna have enough time to deal with. Tosos is a big issue, especially halach lemaisa. People are not aware of this Tosos at all. Very often, you think, okay, as long as there's no amir l'akum, then you're scot free in terms of goyim doing melachas for you. But you see, if it comes out from Tosos, that it's not so bashit. That any time a goy, you have to figure out that okay, just like you have heterim for amir l'akum, so you'll have heter for this also. But basically, any time a goy comes and, I mean, the biggest issue with this, maybe there are ways that you'll see the post can talk about it, but let's say you're all sitting here in a dark place, so let's go out, the guy comes in, turns the lights on, walks out, so that seemingly is a problem to get Hana from that malacha, because even though you didn't ask the guy, that's exactly what Chazal were concerned about, he did it specifically for you, and the parameters of that, and how it applies is a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch and the post, so we're not going to get into, but just to be aware of, but for Rashi, so what is this whole idea? That we don't want to get hana from a malacha that was done from a ganyantav. Assuming that Rashi doesn't also accept Tosos, but rather Rashi is on independent reason. So what is the idea of Rashi?
Question within Rashi. What is in general, does it apply if I myself do the malacha?
Yeah, so that is, and we'll introduce that from Tosos Kasha, but that is the Gemara, the Mishnah, I think it's the Tosafta. It's a three-way machlokas tanayim. I guess we'll introduce your question through Tosos's questions. Tosos's first question. What?
Why isn't that like the zero to zero?
Ah, that's an excellent question. That is an excellent question. Simple answers that you give, and there's fancier answers that you give. I guess a simple answer is one of two things that the Gemara itself says in terms of the Alex Zero. You have a Gemara in Shabbos, and two places in Shabbos. Sometimes the Gemara says, and the Gemara about Mayim Shuvim, right, being in terms of the Yud Ches Tavar, the Gemara says, and I think the Rishonim discussed whether the same concept. Kulachad Gzera means that really you may look to you as two steps, but it's really the same idea of one step. The other is that no, Yilo Kaimiha means that really it's two separate Gzeros. But if it wasn't for Gzera number two, Gzera what number one couldn't exist. People would so much treat it lightly that we need to strengthen it, so it's not a gzera l'gzera, it's the gzera that's needed to allow. So I would think that would be the easiest answer over here, that the whole gzera of Amir Lenachri would fall away. But you could say this is the fancier thing based on that you guys learned the first parak. If you guys looked at that Mari Abuav in the first parak, which discusses when we apply gzera l'gzera, you could argue that Amir Lenachri is not exactly a gzera, right? It's not a gzera. It's especially the Rishonim who think that Amir Lenachri is, in certain cases, in the Raisa. And even if it's not in the Raisa, there's an Asmachta, the Gemara has a Drasha, and the gather of the Nachri is that it, for you, when the Nachri does it for you, you have to do it, it becomes like your Malacha. Right? It becomes Midirabanon, like your Malacha. So that it's not exactly a Gzeira, that we don't want you to be over Malachos, but it becomes more like your Malacha, so then you could possibly create a Gzeira for it, and that might also depend on the different reasons that are given for Amir Lenachri. Right, there's different Rashi. There's Rashi in different places. Rashi sometimes says, "Yei shlichus l'chumra," that we're going to treat it. That might also affect us. And Rashi, other places, says "tav yedaver," that the amir itself is the problem to speak of a yantif. Maybe other people related to coming to doing the malachos. So it's a lot of nafkaminas between those. But that is a pretty good question. So Tosos asks on Rashi the following question, his first question. By the way, when Rashi quotes Rashi quotes all the different Rebbeim, or the different Rishonim in his mind that held the same Shita, right? He quotes, I've never seen this before. He quotes, that I got this Michtav, Mi Garmais, Shabbat Hashem Adam Gadol Bezakim Yoshev Yeshiva Min Roma Vishmarab Kolonimus. Baki B'chol Shas. It'd be pretty cool to meet this guy who Rashi thinks is such a. Right, it sounds like he was their local, like their Chazon Ish, right? There were like some people who was like a Rav and did all their other things, but this Rav Kolonimus, all he was Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva, no position like the Chazon Ish of their times. But, So Tosaf says, Im Kain, Hamivashal B'Shabbos, if there's a Yisod of Shalol Yehenim Melech Yontif, Hamivashal B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, Amba Yachel, Hanenim Melech Shabbos. If someone cooks on Shabbos B'Shogeg, so why is it that he's allowed to eat it? Isn't he getting Hana from Melech Shabbos? So what is Tosaf referring to? And this is going to answer your question also. If you looked it up, Tosaf referring to, what do they quote here? Le'el Yudzayin and Beis. I guess, yeah, I think that does come up. Is this in the same braisa?
So he's in like Ksubis
Babakama, Chulin, Gittin. I think that's all the places that applies. A lot of places. The Gemara brings this up. Why does the Gemara bring it over there? Because of the Knas of Tavshilin. So just quotes a one liner over there. There they reference Babakama. Did I get it right? Babakama, Chulin, Gittin, Mishnah, Trumas. And Shabbos, Lama, Chesler, and Ksubis. So we'll just look at the Gemara Chulin for now. We'll get back to the Gemara Baba Kama. So what's Tosaf asking from? Tosaf is asking from a three-way machlokas tanayim. Three-way machlokas tanayim about someone who is mevashel, labdach mevashel, havashel, b'shabbos, b'shogeg yeachel, b'mezel lo yeachel, divrei Meir. Meir holds that if someone cooks on Shabbos, he can eat it if the bishel was done b'shogeg, but if he did it b'mezid, he cannot eat it. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yachel l'motzei Shabbos? No, on Shabbos itself, even b'shogeg, you cannot eat it. You only eat it b'motzei Shabbos. B'mezid lo yachel olamis. But if it was done b'mezid, then you cannot eat this food ever. That's the knas of Maisa Shabbos, that b'mezid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it just sounds like, according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot eat it just until after Shabbos. And you have to wait b'chdei shiasu. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot eat the food ever. Rabbi Yochanan Asan lo omer b'shogi yachel. Shogi can eat it. L'motzei Shabbos. You still have to wait. So his chumra, that's what the Rishonim Cheshbon out, that his shogeg is like Rameyer's mezid, that you could eat it l'motzei Shabbos b'chdei shiasu. L'achirim. V'lo, you should eat it. B'mezid lo yachel olamis. But you shouldn't eat it olamas, not only you, but everybody else as well. That's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not the mezid, is it asr olam for you or for everybody? It's important in Lashon of Rashi, what this is based on, the Gemara in Gittin seems to say that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rameyer at least, is about whether or not katsin and shogi got to mezid. That everyone agrees that mezid, you deserve a kanas. I'm going to kanas you on shogi as well. Rashi and Chulun does not sound like that. That needs to be worked out. You see there's a three-way machlokas tonight in what we call the sugya of Maisa Shabbos. A malacha that was done on Shabbos, on Maaseh Shabbos, how chamer do we treat it? And there's basically two stages to this machlokas. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler and everybody else, and then there's, within everybody else, how far you go. So what's Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler based on? So that's the Gemara in Baba Kama fills you in. The context over there, Shechita Sheinu Ruya, we'll leave this context for now. But the Gemara Meruba,
yes, you know.
There is issues in Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says in Rabbi Yehuda, say it again.
For Achirim,
it's mutter that they b'mezid. Rashi in Chulin, Rabbi Yehuda, Mer b'shogi yachal b'motzei Shabbos. That yachal Shabbos, lo b'Shabbos, who did lach? When he dafka the b'shogi chiyuv skil leka v'ramiu ika ubinin b'chtei shiasu d'lo nimtaya hana me'avira. Hadi by the misli seifa lo yachal olamis b'didei aval achlini shari diyu adavir isura kanser rabana aval achlini lo. Tanarish and Nami Bididei, my sister Nami Tani Asurim Bachil, the Yom, the day of Lachini Bishogi, Matkim of Rabbi Hudi, from Prakhla Machai, the Nashok Tani. Well, how late you remember? Yes, so what do you see from there?
I thought like, well, Kamar Kuzis, like it sounded like Rashi's Masha that as long as the needs of other people are good to that day.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. Rabbi Huda says, the Mezal Yachel Bobayom, who are the Lacherim? Rabbi Bishogi Yachel, Mezal Yachel, who are Lamis of Lacher Ochlim? So you have to say Ochlin Olamis. That's what you have to say.
What, Olamis?
Oh, a Chelim could eat it Olamis, you just have to wait Bechdesh
Yasser.
Did I take
the Yasser?
What?
That was like Mashi.
That's what I, yeah, I mean, that would be a little bit of a problem. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's Salat? So Rabbi Yochanan's handler seems to assume, doesn't seem to assume, he says in Mefurish, the reason why it's Usher for everybody forever is because it's a Din Daraisa. My time with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the Darish Rabbi Chia, a Pischa, the Vein Nisei of a Shmartim is a Shabbos. Ki Kodesh Hilachem. Ma Kodesh Asur Ba'achila, Af Maisa Shabbos Asurin Ba'achila. If it's based on Kodesh, like Kodshim, you can't eat them, right? They're set aside, they're holy. Maisa Shabbos, there's a holiness to it, not a holiness that they're positive, but there's a Kedusha, there's where Kedusha means, that's where Shech likes to point out. Kedusha means, what does it mean, Kedusha, when we talk about being holy? Kedusha means Prishim and Yisurim, right? That's the based on Rashi and Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. What Kedusha means is that the more Kaddish you are, or the more Kaddish a place is, what's the siman if something's more Kaddish, if there's more Kedusha, has more Yisurim, right? If you learn the Mishnayos and Kalim, it says Esther Kedushos. So as you go closer and closer to the Kaddish Kedoshim, more people are not allowed to enter. Or what makes a Kohen? Why is there Kedushas Kulin? What makes a Kohen more Kaddish than other people? Why do we call another Kaddish? Not just because they're holy, whatever that word means. Kohen is also the time of the Mason. That's just also to be Shosayan, the time of the Mason. So we soon make it Kedushas. So here too you could say, what does it mean Kaddish? It doesn't mean it's holy, it's positive. There's Kedusha on it. There's Yisurim on it. Because the Isur was done to it. There's a status of Isur on it. So if you're going to compare it to Kaddish, it should be Asur Bahana'ah. Ahmad Shabbos Asur Bahana'ah. Tamar Lachem. Shalachem Biya. Yachli Afilu B'Shogeg. It should have Maisa Shabbos. Talam Mechala Mos Yumas. It's the Chil Shabbos that creates the Isur Kedusha. The post can point out that even though we paskin like the Rabbanan, so we don't have this drasha of Lachem that it's Mutar Bahana, but and you could have argued that the Kenas the Rabbanan even made Maisa Shabbos Asur Bahana. The post can point down in Shulchan Aruch and Shinyin Ches that it's not Asur Bahana. So therefore, somebody has to have Maisa Shabbos that even though it's Asur for him, he could sell that to a guy and be Nene from the money. So we equally accept this. But you see that there's a concept to Areisa, according to Yochanan Sandler, of Maisa Shabbos. The question is, in which we don't have to figure out, in the Rabbanan versions of it, maybe it's part of the Machlokas of Yehuda Meir, were they working off at least the Kain Areisa of this concept? Or it's more like a Knas of the fact that someone was over in Avera, so we want to distance that Avera as much as we can, but it's not a Maisa Shabbos, like there's a Chalos that was done through that Avera onto these items, and there's a whole bunch of nafkaminas and issues that surround it, like which shoe by all malachas will apply Maisa Shabbos to a malacha that was done me'alah, so to speak. The malacha was started be'isser, but it was finished, but then the isser was removed later on, and the malacha was finished, so to speak, on its own. Is there Maisa Shabbos from there? And Tosus over here in Baba Kama is a very important question based on another sugya. We have a very parallel issue of Maisa Shabbos, and that's the sugi of Kol Shetiyafti. The Gemara in Chulin and Kuf Tes Vav says that anything that an Aveira was done to should have an Isser on it, due to that Aveira. So then how does that work with Maisa Shabbos? Why do we need Maisa Shabbos? The answer to that, probably, Tosfos has his own answers. He seems to be assuming that that's the gather of Maisa Shabbos, that it's based on Kol Shetiyafti, that because a Toeva, an Aveira was done to it, so that leaves an Isser behind. But you could argue that Maisa Shabbos is a totally different Yisod, based on it's like a more specific din to Chilul Shabbos. What Chilul Shabbos means, right? Normally we refer to Chilul, right, the word Chilul means that something was Nischalel, something became unholy, something became Chulin. So maybe an automatic effect of that Chilul is that there'll be Isurim Midareis, according to Yochanan's father, on that thing. So that's the general background to the Isur of Maisa Shabbos. And Tosus asks, he's asking from Shita's Remeir, because that's how we, it's a Machlokas how we paskin. Machlokas how we paskin. So Tosus, when we paskin like Remeir, that comes up in Shinin Ches. So if you paskin like Remeir, what comes out? That Bishogig, there's no such thing as Maisa Shabbos. Bishogig, you can have a party. So now, why is it that the Hana of Melechus Nachri is worse than you yourself? Right, that's what you asked, right? What if you yourself? You yourself cook, some of themselves cooks Bishogig on Shabbos, you can eat it right away. A guy cooks for him and brings it to him on Shabbos. He has to eat Bechdesh Yasser. Tosfos says, isn't that backwards? So there are two ways out of that question. The Rush says, you're right, it is backwards, but it's a Milsa de lo Shechicha. This is a much more common case. If you did a study more Goyim do Malachos on Shabbos and Yantif than Jews b'shogeg. Okay, we hope. Not for sure. That would be true. No matter how bad it gets. But so therefore, they were gozer on that, but they weren't gozer on the Milsa L'Shchicha. The other answer in the Achronim is that, especially based on what I said, if the gather of Shalol Yehena Mi Maisa Shabbos is a Chilol, so you could argue the following. And that comes up in these Rashi's and Chulin also. It's a little counterintuitive, but Shogeg Bi Yisrael is not called Chilol Shabbos. Shogeg, so you play up how Shogeg, right? You play down the Rambam says in Hechel Shkagos that Shogeg is really Pshia. So don't say it like that. Really, Shogeg is Karev L'Onis. That's what the Rishonim try to figure out how to draw a line between Shogeg and Onis, Tosas and Shabbos. But Shogeg is very close to Onis. There's no Maisa there at all in Shogeg. Okay, you have to bring a chatas. You have to see why you have to figure out why I have to be a chatas, even if there's a lower level by Savera. There's no chil Shabbos. But by a guy, even though he's not muzer on Shabbos, there's no pasuk that says a guy can't do malacha on Shabbos. But malacha's guy, klapi Yisrael, is still somewhat of a chil Shabbos, and there are rayas to this. Don't have time to develop it, but just a simple, the Gemara is in Brachos, about a ner Shabbos, the Gemara says that when you need a ner Shabbos, even if a guy lights a ner, and right for Havdalah, even if a guy lights a Nair on Shabbos, that's not considered Nair Shabbos. So you see from that Gemara that a guy is doing on Shabbos is still called a Chil Shabbos. There are other people that have this. So the Tosfos Bava Kamma says, if you guys learned the Gemara in the first parak about Kvura on Yantif, so the Gemara says that we'll allow Kvura through a Mirlako, right, on Yantif. So even the Yantif and Shabbos. So the Rishonim are bothered. Why wouldn't we allow Kfura on Shabbos Ayday Amir Lakum? So the Rishonim give different answers to that question. Tosfos Bava Kamma says, following Lashon, it's a Genai li Yisrael to be Nikbar by a guy on Shabbos. It's a Genai. So what is it? Does it have to Amir
Lakum? Because it's Shabbos.
Because it's Shabbos, yeah. No, a guy can bury you on
Tuesday. The Kenosi is because it's Shabbos.
Shabbos. Yeah, so yes, that fits with the Mesh Chacham, exactly, yeah, that's what we were just talking about. So what you see from here, Mesh Chacham points this tells us, is that there is this concept of a overall Chil Shabbos, even though he's not Muzer on Shabbos, still called Chil Shabbos. That might be the answer for Rashi, and just in terms of the parameters, we don't have to finish, the parameters of this Lo Yehena Malachas Yantif, so there's a very important issue, Halach L'Maisa, and that is even if you get past the Maisa Shabbos, say B'Shogeg, like Tosfos says, is this limited to Nachri? What about Yisrael? What about Yisrael? It's also saying B'shogeg. But let's say there's a prima garden that talks about Yisrael Mumar. Yisrael Mumar, right? Someone who's Michal Shabbos, Yisrael Mumar, someone who doesn't know exactly all about Shabbos. So they're Michal Shabbos. Mazid, whatever you want to call it, Tinu Shanishba, we're not going to get into. So the prima garden says there's a din of Maisa Shabbos. There's a din Shalom Yehem in Melachas Yisrael Mumar. He says it's even more Chamer. The Malachas going. So that has a lot of implications for Halacha L'Maisa, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Right? How would you treat, let's say you live in an apartment building, and there are those, let's say there's lights on the stairs. So someone's not a religious neighbor, turn on the light on the stairs. So that's a big problem. It's not exactly Shogeg. Is that Shogeg?
That's why people that use generators.
Well, that's exactly. So that's part of the issue. There's a lot of other factors to it. I wish we had time to discuss it in full. The whole kunch is written on this. Forget the electricity part of it, but right, the fact that electricity on Shabbos, you have to figure out how it works in the plans, but that's enough from Malachas Yehudi. So that gets into the whole, it's hard to say. There's Chazon Ish about Tinuk Shenishba, what the parameters of that, the average Chiloni in Yisrael knows that. It's not the same as America, right? The Chazon Ish, would that apply here? Some people, I haven't had a chance to look and talk to folks about it, but that just to raise the issue in terms of what exactly is going on here. There's a lot more.